From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In San Francisco, film director Gus Van Sant is shooting a biopic about Harvey Milk. Sean Penn plays Milk, the first openly gay man elected to public office in U.S. history. Milk won a spot on the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in the 1970s.
San Francisco, it's very interesting because of the fact that I'm gay, that becomes the big media event that sells the newspapers. But it's very important that we realize that I was elected as a candidate who was gay rather than a gay candidate.
Harvey Milk was also a pioneer simply because he owned a neighborhood store in San Francisco and he was out of the closet. In the 1970s, it was unusual for gay business owners to be open about their sexual orientation, even in San Francisco.
Harvey Milk became a martyr. On November 27, 1978, he was brutally murdered in City Hall, along with Mayor George Moscone. Now, for the filming of the movie, a little bit of San Francisco is returning to 1978. Yesterday, hundreds of people showed up to recreate Gay Freedom Day for the biopic. Reporter Nancy Mullane went too.
You can't make a movie about Harvey Milk without people, and lots of them. Milk was bigger than life. He led rallies, marches, and parades, openly encouraging people who were still in the closet to come out. So when filmmakers shooting a new movie about Milk put out a call for volunteer extras, more than 1,000 showed up. They filled the street in front of San Francisco City Hall. The filmmakers also put out a 70s checklist of what to wear and what not to wear.
This was my mom's shirt, actually, in the 70s.
Elle Bay came with two friends. She says even though she wasn't there in the 70s, the story of Harvey Milk is important to her.
I was not even born yet, no. We were just talking about that. I actually really believe in gay rights and stuff like that. I think it's really cool, like, all that he sacrificed for the city and, you know, and his life and everything like that. I think it's a cool thing to commemorate, and what better way?
One of the film's producers, Dan Jinks, said they all looked great in their 70s tank tops, short shorts, and leather, but they were wearing too much.
I think that there are way too many of them in the back that have their shirts on. It's kind of hot.
By noon, first assistant director David Webb gave the crowd some directions. Everyone come forward, move over to the side, and spread out.
All right, feel it, folks. Background action and action.
Suddenly, a man looking eerily like Harvey Milk walked onto the stage. Dark hair, wide, bright eyes, arms outstretched, exposed. The crowd impulsively began cheering like a thunder that's been waiting for release. As cameras rolled all around, Sean Penn channeled Harvey Milk.
My name is Harvey Milk, and I want to recruit you. I want to recruit you for the fight to preserve your democracy. Brothers and sisters, you must come out.
Then, just as the assistant director, Webb, was about to signal for the shooting to stop, the crowd spontaneously began chanting.
Harvey, 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 Harvey.
For people who knew Milk, and even for those who only knew about him, it's been an emotional journey back in time, a reminder of how far the gay rights movement has come and how many have been lost to the AIDS epidemic. Cleve Jones was one of Harvey Milk's best friends and is a consultant on the film.
Honestly, I don't think I've been this happy in about 30 years. It's very cool to see. And my belief system does not include heaven above, but I'm suspending my disbelief long enough to allow visions of Harvey Milk up there just laughing.
The movie will be released this fall around the 30th anniversary of the assassination of Harvey Milk. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane in San Francisco.